frankly, we should be checking the entire population, but you've got the United States Chamber of Commerce that are still fighting it because it does separate those who willingly hire illegals from those who may accidentally, which really makes it much easier to aggressively prosecute those who are willingly doing it. But every federal agency is already using E-Verify. This has been the great success story. It treats everyone equal. It's not anti-immigrant. It's basically making sure that the law is followed, that Social Security number and name matches. It makes it so simple for the employer to know the difference that basically it eliminates the excuse for the mistakes that have been made in the past. And the federal government's used it. As I say, if Congress can use it, anybody can use it. It's that simple.
And, Congressman, I think a lot of the benefit from this has derived from the fact that the Homeland Security Department has been able to vastly ramp up the accuracy of the database, which was really a question, I think, a couple of years ago.
Oh, absolutely. It's moving away from paper, using technology. The fact is that it was one of those things, and I'll just tell you something that every federal employee should remember. This idea came from a very junior member of the Border Patrol, a gentleman that was down at the border, talked to a congressman in the early 90s named Ken Calvert from California, and Mr. Calvert picked up this idea from a federal employee and did a pilot program in the 90s in five states and was so successful it's national. And frankly, Heath Shuler, a Democrat from North Carolina, has proposed, rightfully so, that it's time that we phase in and make this the rule rather than the exception for all employment in this country. And let's tell you, this is how you eliminate illegal immigration, is you eliminate the major source of, and that's illegal employment. And that really gets to the problem. All these other things we're doing are treating symptoms, but this E-Verify addresses the source of the problem and clarifies to every employer who they can hire and who they shouldn't hire. And that way we're able to, as federal agents, go after the bad guys who are knowingly hiring the illegals and not waste our time and our efforts on people who might accidentally do it.
Talking to Congressman Brian Bilbray of California about the E-Verify regulation. Now, why the contractors? Why? I mean, obviously I know, but if you could tell us why, in your view, it was important to have federal contractors mandate their use of E-Verify and how that came to pass.
Exactly the same reason why we mandate that every federal agency uses it, to make the first step is to have the common decency to make sure that taxpayers' funds are not being used in the commission of a crime by employing illegals. That's the minimum we can do. And just as we require our in-house operations that are spending federal funds, our own bureaucracy, our own team, we darn well make somebody that we've hired on and is willing to join on as a contractor to do the same thing, to make sure they're not spending money, federal funds, that are actually financing the commission of a crime.
And it seems like this might have bipartisan support for expanding it to all of the economy. I think Senator Chuck Schumer has said he would like to see every American worker pass through this program. So do you think that's going to be in the offing legislatively?
I think it should be. What I worry about is that everyone now, there's hidden agendas where you've got people that say, well, because we know this is working, let's put this in with some other package so that we get an amnesty that we tried a few years ago and use this as a bait or something. And I think that we've got to understand that this is such a moderate program, such a common sense program, that this is where the two sides on immigration debate should be able to join and say, this we can agree on, let's do this, let's gain some credibility with the American people that we really are serious about making the law work, rather than trying to use this as a success as a political ploy or a political pawn to be able to move other agendas. So hopefully we'll be able to see that this is the one thing we need to do now. We ought to address it. I think by doing this, we also gain credibility. So those other things that we'd like to do then can be considered after we've regained the credibility and the trust of the American people when it comes on this issue. Because traditionally, Washington has promised one thing and delivered another. And it's time we start shooting straight with the American people. And this is one program that Democrats, Republicans, open border people, closed border people should be able to agree. E-Verify is the middle ground we can all agree on. Let's do that, and then we'll talk about the other stuff we want to get done later.
Do you agree that E-Verify is prone to mistakes? I mean, that seems to be the Chamber of Commerce's view, that there are mistakes in the system that would lead to unjust, you know, expulsion of employees who couldn't verify that they are who they say they are.
Look, we're talking about a program that's 99.6% efficient. Even the worst critics say that it's 96%. I would challenge anyone then to say, I would agree to eliminate this program if we eliminate every federal program that does not reach that level of efficiency. We wouldn't have a federal program if we demanded with all our other programs that level of efficiency. You think about the IRS, you think about everything we do. There are environmental laws. Nothing goes up to 99.6% efficiency. So, look, the chamber is totally on a different agenda. The small business people want this, but the problem is the chamber is being pressured by groups like a packing plant in Iowa that has one-third of their employees are illegals from Guatemala. Do you really think that was a mistake, or do you think that that was really a conscious effort? And these are the people that are actively lobbying the Chamber of Commerce, because they are profiteering from the exploitation of illegal labor and competing against other businesses that are playing by the rules. I think that the chamber's totally wrong on this. They ought to recognize that E-Verify is something that not only is good for business, it's good for the country, and quit playing games with this issue. It is so moderate, so easy. Again, if Congress can use it, why can't the chamber use it?
And so finally, I guess the only other question I would ask is, what do you think of Secretary Napolitano's idea that she is going to, you know, update and not go in and go through, you know, raids of companies that may be hiring illegals, that they'll do audits and then impose fines on companies that may be violating those regulations?
Well, it depends on if they're just doing fines and slap in the face and using this as an excuse to get away from the fact of the employer raids. The fact is she was catching heat for the fact that, yeah, illegals that are caught are deported. That's how the law is supposed to work. But I think that if she's doing fines that allows people to continue to operate outside the law by hiring illegals, then this is the kind of ploy that people are tired of. If he's shutting down these operations and eliminating their ability to hire illegals, then we may see a difference. Because I think that if she's successful at closing down the opportunity for people to be hired illegal in this country, fine. That'll end the whole problem. We won't need border fences if there's no border, if there's no major attraction, things like employment. But if she's just playing games with this stuff and it's going to be a slap on the wrist and people are going to see this as part of the expense of doing business, no, it's not going to be successful. And so I think we're going to be watching to see if they really are serious about this. Backing off on the no-match letters, we're not happy about when we've got data that says a lot of those are true. We shouldn't back down on all of them. We ought to just require everybody go back and use E-Verify. And instead of just dropping the issue, they should be sending notice to these employers. Say, go to E-Verify immediately, check to see if that happens. And with a success level of E-Verify, we can then take these no-matches and call out the ones that are problems immediately, within seconds. Within seconds, people are notified if a Social Security number and a name matches.